Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In The Good Lie, A.R. Torre combines a gripping psychological thriller with a profound exploration of the human psyche and the complexities of morality. This book delivers an enthralling story of Dr. Gwen Moore, a reputable psychiatrist specializing in violent behavior, who gets entangled in a complex murder case that tests the boundaries of her professional ethics and personal morality. As Gwen navigates through the twisted narratives of her patients, she finds herself in a deadly game of cat and mouse, where the distinction between truth and lie blurs, and the stakes are life itself. The novel intricately weaves elements of suspense, mystery, and ethical dilemmas, making it an unforgettable journey into the darkest corners of human nature. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the ethical dilemmas of psychiatry. A significant theme in The Good Lie is the portrayal of ethical dilemmas faced by psychiatrists. The protagonist, Dr. Gwen Moore, epitomizes the struggle between adhering to professional ethics and the innate human desire to intervene beyond the confines of her profession. The story delves into the concept of confidentiality, the duty to warn, and the moral implications of potentially dangerous information disclosed in therapy sessions. These themes raise critical questions about the responsibilities of mental health professionals to their patients versus the wider society, especially when dealing with individuals who pose a threat. The book prompts readers to reflect on the possible consequences of such ethical decisions, pushing the boundaries of traditional psychiatric practices and questioning where one should draw the line between confidentiality and public safety. Secondly, the complexity of human nature, through its array of characters, The Good Lie explores the intricate and often contradictory facets of human nature. A.R. Torre masterfully portrays how individuals can embody both good and evil, delving into the psychology of violence and redemption. The storyline underscores the unpredictability of human behavior and the capacity for change, challenging the notion of inherent malevolence. This exploration extends beyond mere character study, reflecting on societal judgments and the redemption possible for those who have committed heinous acts. The novel serves as a psychological foray into what motivates crime, the potential for rehabilitation, and the philosophical debate of nature versus nurture. This theme is crucial for understanding the multifaceted characters and their decisions throughout the narrative. Thirdly, the role of secrets and lies. Secrets and lies form the backbone of the narrative in The Good Lie, weaving a complex web that ensnares both characters and readers alike. The novel scrutinizes the impact of deceit, both self-imposed and external, on individuals and their relationships. A.R. Torre effectively demonstrates how secrets can corrode trust, warp perceptions of reality, and lead to devastating consequences. The story also explores the concept of the good lie, questioning whether lying can ever be justified if it protects someone from harm, or if the truth should prevail regardless of the outcome. This theme addresses the moral ambiguity surrounding truth and deception, challenging readers to contemplate the ethical dimensions of lying and truth-telling in their personal lives. Fourthly, the power of redemption. A.R. Torre's The Good Lie deeply investigates the power and possibility of redemption, a central theme that offers a glimmer of hope amidst the novel's darker elements. The character's journeys through guilt, atonement, and ultimately redemption are portrayed with nuance and sensitivity, highlighting the human capacity for change and forgiveness. This theme is particularly evident in the personal growth of the protagonist, who must confront her past decisions and their implications for her future. The narrative suggests that redemption is not only about making amends for past wrongs, but also about personal transformation and the effort to make positive changes in one's life and the lives of others. The book posits that even those who have wandered far from morality's path can find their way back, offering a powerful message on the resilience of the human spirit. Lastly, the dynamics of trust and paranoia. In The Good Lie, A.R. Torre masterfully explores the thin line between trust and paranoia, a theme that resonates through the interactions of its characters. The novel demonstrates how suspicion can infiltrate and eventually dominate relationships, leading to a pervasive sense of paranoia. This atmosphere of distrust is compounded by the secrets and lies characters harbor, resulting in a gripping psychological tension that drives the narrative. The protagonist's profession as a psychiatrist further complicates this dynamic, as she must navigate her inherent skepticism of her patient's testimonies while battling her own suspicions. The exploration of trust and paranoia within the story not only adds depth to the characters' relationships, but also reflects broader societal anxieties about the reliability of those we consider close and the information we choose to believe. In conclusion, A.R. Torre's The Good Lie is a thoughtful, compelling exploration of ethics, the complexities of the human psyche, and the potential for redemption that lies within us all. It is a must-read for fans of psychological thrillers, but beyond that, it offers valuable insights for anyone intrigued by the moral dilemmas that define the human condition. This book particularly resonates with readers fascinated by the intricacies of human behavior, the darkness and light within each person, and the fine line between right and wrong. The Good Lie encourages reflection on one's own moral compass and prompts a deeper understanding of the forces that drive us to make the decisions we do. Through its nuanced portrayal of characters and their struggles, it teaches us about forgiveness, the power of change, and the importance of confronting the truth, no matter how painful it might be. Ultimately, this novel benefits its readers by offering a gripping narrative that also serves as a mirror to our own lives, challenging our perceptions and inviting us to ponder the true essence of a good lie. If you would like to support A.R. Torre, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.